Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, you hope to be here in 2029, but what do you make of the news of Mr. Reinsdorf possibly transferring ownership to Mr. Ishbia?
Yeah, you know what? We've been dialed in so much here. I haven't thought about it or talked to anybody about that at all.
Welcome back. It's Molly and Hush, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That was Will Venable answering the question about the big news of Thursday about the transfer of the White Sox, or of power, of ownership, but Justin Ishbia will be in the mix, according to the White Sox statement by the team. And Jerry Reinsdorf brings us to our next guest, who will join us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. David Sampson is the host of Nothing Personal, and he joins us now. Good morning, David. How are you?
I am doing great. Good morning.
Well, thank you for joining us, because I know that you have thoughts on Jerry Reinsdorf and the White Sox sale to Justin Ishbia. What was your reaction when you saw the news break yesterday?
I think it was people so badly misunderstood this news. The headline was White Sox sold, Jerry stepping down, the end of an era. Jerry Reinsdorf is going to keep running that team until he passes away, and that was always his plan. This change of control could happen when he's 98 years old. That's 2034. That's when Justin Ishbia has the right to take over. Now, in the years before that, Jerry Reinsdorf has the right to give him the team, meaning give over control, but that's never been his plan. From an estate planning standpoint, the Bulls were going to stay in the family and the White Sox were going to be out of the family. This is just standard what he was going to do. And the announcement was done because the White Sox needed current day capital infusion and got it from Justin Ishbia in return for this future date, way far from now, of the carrot of taking over.
And do you have any clue as to what that capital infusion means? I mean, I read everything and I understand the technicalities of it, but I'm just curious, do you have any further understanding of what it means? I mean, are they going to start getting players? Are they going to start getting a building? What exactly changes?
So when you take on partners, anytime you're an owner of any asset, it's something called the sources and uses of funds. The source of funds, in this case, Ishbia. The uses of funds are generally one of three things. One, you pay down debt, meaning you take in money from people and you use it to pay down your debt, which helps with your interest payments, which helps with your cash flow during the course of a year. Two, You take that money, and we did this a lot when we took on partners in Miami or when we took upfront money from TV networks. We use that to pay the operating deficit for a particular year when we wanted a higher payroll than we knew we could afford. So the second reason to take on money is to handle the fact that you're over budget in a particular year or years. And the third reason is when you take on money that is purposed for some capital improvement. In this case, is the money being taken in to be used as a contribution to a new ballpark in an as yet undetermined location without a budget, without any plan at all? I would tell you the third one is unlikely, though possible. And I would say the first two are the far more likely, which is paying down debt or dealing with your deficits that you have in your business this year and next.
Well, that's interesting because I think that's what we had talked about earlier, David. And I think when you look at the local specifics here in Chicago, earlier this week, the Chicago Fire, the soccer team, announced plans to build a $650 million soccer stadium in the South Loop, and that is a patch of land that still has room for a baseball stadium as well. The White Sox have been linked to Related Midwest, and they wanted them to be the anchor tenant. So I think what we're hearing from you, there's nothing about this news that discounts that possibility from, or maybe the hope from existing that they could be closer to building the ballpark or starting that project. And maybe, as you suggest, there will be funds additional to increase the payroll. Is that taking too far of a leap?
I would say, and I don't want to, I love you and I love Chicago. I just don't want you to go to bed tonight thinking that Justin Ishbia and his money are your saviors, and that all of a sudden your payroll is going to go up $100 million and all of a sudden there's going to be a ballpark deal announced tomorrow. That's not how it works. It is far more subtle than that, what this transaction was. It was far more based in legal requirements than in any sort of, hey, we're going to be World Series champions in the next year or two. I think that the stadium deal is complicated. What the Chicago Fire did, the White Sox can't do. The White Sox cannot and will not and should not build an arena with private funds. You need a partnership with the public. And what the Fire are doing, it was good PR, but they're going to need public money, too, for infrastructure improvements around the 78 loop. So to me, the White Sox and the Bears are all fighting to figure out who's going to get money how in order to get the stadiums and arenas they want. And what the Fire did was not really upstage them. It was really a separate deal.
So, David, what is in it for the Ishbias?
It's a great question. So there's nothing more limiting than being a limited partner. And you can bet your sweet Bippy that Justin Ishbia will not be at owner's meeting sitting next to Jerry voting for who's going to be the next commissioner. You can bet that Justin Ishbia will not be calling Jerry and saying, you know what, I think we should sign Ohtani. There are certain privileges and rights that you get when you are involved in a step transaction like this, where you could have some say for certain things, like a stadium, for example, how a stadium gets built or funded or financed, because that will impact you when you take over way down the line. But for short-term decisions, I would argue that Ishbia is no different than you are. He's just paying a lot more for the privilege.
So then in the context of the way you just described everything the previous 5 minutes or so, is this progress or is this status quo?
Well, progress to what?
Progress to begin. We're living in a market in a city where every time you go to a White Sox game, you're likely to hear a chant, sell the team, sell the team. I think Jerry Reinsdorf yesterday made a statement and an announcement that he has sold the team. And I think a lot of people have interpreted that as progress. So I don't think it sounds like you would make that determination.
If you guys stop chanting sell the team because of a deal that could happen 9 years from now, then God bless you. You don't have the intestinal fortitude that I thought all Chicagoans had. I would say that you just need to add three letters to your chant instead of sell the team. Sell the team. How about this one? Sell the team now. sell the team now. Sell the team now. You could add those three letters. Maybe that's progress.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't want to be, you know, crude in any way about this, but is it, you have a couple of business people here. You got one guy betting he's going to live forever, and you got another guy betting he's not. Is it as simple as that?
So you're asking a great question, which is, does death, and it, I want Jerry as much as he despises me these days, sadly, and I still love him, always will. Is Ishbia rooting for Jerry to croak? Is that really what's going on behind the scenes? And the answer is yes, because in a death event, and of course I have not seen the documents yet, and I don't want to be irresponsibly a journalist, which I'm not, but I would imagine that death does something to this transaction, like accelerates it. There are clauses that you put in these transactions where any change of status in terms of breathing is an accelerant to the takeover provisions. So I would assume that Jerry's death would mean that Ishbia would take over faster than 2034 or even 29 to 33 when it's Jerry's option. But I haven't seen the agreement, so I don't know, but I'll bet you a dollar that's the case.
Before we let you go, we need to ask you a baseball question. Actually, it's something that is including an opinion you have of something going on the field. The Royals are in town tonight. They will play the White Sox at Wright Field at 6:40. Jack Caglione will be in the Royals lineup, presumably. He was called up this week, less than a year after he was drafted sixth overall. I gather from your social media posts that you're not in favor of that move and are highly against it. Why?
Boy, I'm getting crushed and I don't know why. It's the easiest analysis in the history of the world. If they had called him up in April, I'd be like, hey, all right, that's nice. But by calling him up in the beginning of June, all you had to do was wait two more weeks and you would delay his arbitration by a full year. That means instead of paying him $900,000, you're going to end up having to pay him, let's say, $4 million. So you cost yourself $3 million. And then the year after, instead of paying him that $3 million as a first-year arbitration player, you may have to pay him $8 million. So that's another $5 million, which means you just wasted $8 to $10 million in order to get an extra 2 weeks. If you're going to waste that money, you might as well call him up sooner and see what happens. And all the Kansas City people are saying, David, you obviously don't want to win. Of course I want to win. But I waited to bring up Miguel Cabrera until June 18th or 19th because then we got an extra year out of him. We won the World Series, which was great, but we got an extra year of him cheap because we knew he was going to be good. So if you know someone's going to be good, the worst day in the world to call him up is the first week in June. I just don't get it.
Great stuff, David. Really appreciate your time. Really good, interesting stuff.
Thanks, David.
Have a great day.
You too.
That's David Sampson.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.